today, as most of you probably already heard, that last night was the final stop on the Tragically Hip Tour, which wrapped up their summer tour in Kingston, Ontario. It was revealed earlier this year that lead singer Gord Dewey was diagnosed with brain cancer, unfortunately. Very sad. And pardon me, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get other things queued up here. But any event, yeah. So they decided to put it together a tour this summer just to kind of deal with the situation. And, you know, Gord, we wish you the best. Certainly going to miss you. If you're unfamiliar with the Tragically Hip, they formed in 1984 in Kingston, Ontario, and put out their first EP in 1987. And then from there on until this year, they've put out 19 albums, nine of which all went to number one in Canada. And I believe 10 of them charted in the U.S. They never hit number one, but really just a very talented band. They had a kind of a rock country crossover sound. So to start the show off this evening here, we're going to hear a couple tracks from them as a tribute. And as I said here, I'm still getting things queued up here, so I apologize. But I think we're about ready to go here. Let's find out if we are.
Yeah. simple explanation for anything important any of us do. And yeah, the human tragedy consists in the necessity of living with the consequences under pressure.
Thank you.
Yes, we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. I think I've got my act together here finally this evening. Apologize for the rough start. But if you're just joining us, then you didn't hear it. Wasn't that bad. I'm just critical of myself. Okay, so like I said, if you're just joining us, we start off the show with a tribute to the tragically hip. The sad news, we learned this year, of Gord Downie, lead singer, who was diagnosed with brain cancer. And last night they wrapped up their final show of their summer tour in Kingston, Ontario. Gord, we wish you the best. All right. So, yeah, we heard three songs from them. Started off with At the 100th Meridian off of their 1992 release, Fully Completely. And another track from Fully Completely after that was Courage for Hugh McLennan. And then we wrapped it up with Poets of their 1998 release, Phantom Power. Again, very sad news. All right, we're going to get back into it here with some New Order.
Yeah. Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
.5 WMFO Medford. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Started that last set off there with New Order. It's from their 1987 compilation, Substance. We heard the track Mesh. Bauhaus gave us Honeymoon Croon from their 1983 release, Burning from the Inside. Sisters of Mercy gave us Walk Away from 1985's First and Last and Always. That was their debut. And Killing Joke wrapped it up with their debut, self-titled debut, from 1980. We heard the track Compilations. It's about 8:30 here, folks. Plenty to get to here for the next hour and a half. So let's dive back into it with some Hall & Oates.
I remember. call my man. 26 dollars in my hand. Up to Lexington, 125. So sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man. Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, you chasing all the women around? Oh, pardon me, sir, it springs to my mind. I'm just looking for a good friendly behind. I'm waiting for my man. Here he comes, he's all dressed in black. Real shoes and a big straw hat. He's never early, he's always late. First thing you learn is that you've always gotta wait. I'm waiting for my man. Of stairs. Nobody's tried to pin you, but nobody cares. He's got the works, gives you sweet taste. Then you've got to step because you've got no time to waste. I'm waiting for my man. Baby, don't you holler. Honey, don't you bawl and shout. I'm feeling good, I know I'm gonna work it on out. I'm feeling good, I feel oh so fine. Until tomorrow, but that's just another time. I'm waiting for my man. Walk me home.
91.5 WMFO Medford. Yeah, a little Public Image Limited there. Their 1985 release album. We heard the track Rise. And going back to the Lost Boys soundtrack there, the theme from the Lost Boys soundtrack, Cry Little Sister. Love that track. Gerard McMahon penned that one. Prior to that, we heard David Bowie covering the Velvet Underground's I'm Waiting for the Man. It's off of the Forgotten Songs of David Robert Jones compilation from 1997. David Robert Jones, of course, being David Bowie's actual name. And Daryl Hall and John Oates kicked that last set off with Your Imagination off of their 1982 release, H2O. We'll go back to 1978 for this next one here. 91.5 WMFL Medford.